Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties with this broadcast, and unfortunately, we don't have a fair bit of the conversation, but we didn't want to leave you, the listeners and media outlets and others that are taking the time to listen and share and be a part of our broadcast in any way, shape, or form. We didn't want to leave you guys without anything, so we're presenting to you today what we have. And again, we apologize for the inconvenience. We promise you that we, you know, strive to do better. So we do appreciate your time, your understanding, and your patience. So again, at about 40 minutes or so, the recording's going to cut out and the broadcast will end. We apologize. Somehow something got messed up somewhere along the line on Monday, and we ended up losing some content. So we apologize, and again, thank you for your time, patience, and understanding, and we hope that you have a great week, and we'll be back next week with another great episode.
This is episode 410, dated Monday, September 29th, 2025.
You are listening to Sports Roundtable.
Hi, everyone, and welcome once again to Sports Roundtable. I am Bob Branco. Glad to be with all of you on this fine day. This is episode 410, dated Monday, September 29th, 2025. Before we continue, let me introduce our panel members that we have thus far. Mitch Pomerantz.
Good afternoon, good evening from beautiful downtown Pasadena. We're at 77 and clear. There's a nice breeze. We've got our windows open. And other than the fact that I'm dealing with a cold, it's a perfectly fine day here in Southern California.
We are warm here in Southern New England today. The sun has been out. Temperatures are close to 80. Summer seems to have made a return visit. I guess we could call it Indian summer, although we're still in late September. We are scheduled to have a massive cool-off by midweek, so we'll see how that goes. We have yet to hear from any other panel members, so if you came in during the intro, let us know so we can identify you. Peter has arrived. Peter Alchul is here. Welcome, Peter.
He was talking about me, Bob. It's Gene here. That's why
I don't see Peter.
Let me thank those people who make it possible for a Sports Roundtable to be aired and to be made available. We start out with Raymond Gay, our producer. Thank you very much. Also, our media outlets, thank you for airing us when you do. It's very much appreciated. And, of course, Jacqueline Sylvia from JS Web Solutions. Thank you for archiving our programs on my website. In order for people to go and listen to the archives, all they must do is go to www.brancoevents.com. Arrow down until you get to Sports Roundtable Podcast, click on them, and you will see most of our archive programs from latest to earliest. And as Peter says when he's here, merci, Jackie. Well, Mitch, it's only you and I for the moment until Don, Luther, Michael, or Peter arrive.
Well, so, we can deal with that, Bob, because I have a bone to pick with the National Football League.
All right, well, we're going to get to that momentarily, but I do want to talk about the playoff picture in baseball as we sit here right now. It's going to be Detroit Tigers at Cleveland Guardians. It's going to be Boston Red Sox at New York Yankees. It's going to be Cincinnati Reds and LA Dodgers and Chicago Cubs and San Diego Padres. So the Phillies, the Brewers, the Mariners, and the Blue Jays all have byes this week. What are your thoughts on the playoffs?
Well, my thoughts on the playoffs are that I really don't expect the Dodgers to get to the series. However, they have a better chance to play, to get through the wild card because we did much better against Cincinnati than we did against the Mets. I think we beat Cincinnati 5 out of 6 and we lost 4 or 5 out of 6 to the Mets. So the fact that we're playing the Reds at least gives us a a fighting chance. The way the Dodgers are solving their bullpen problem is rather fascinating, however. They are taking three starting pitchers and moving them into the bullpen. Because, as you know, our bullpen, particularly the last 3 months, has been dreadful. So they are moving Clayton Kershaw, Roky Sasaki, and Emmett Sheehan to the bullpen, and going to go with Yamamoto, Ohtani, Glasnow, and Snell.
Oh, okay. So technically they had seven starters to begin with.
Technically they had seven. Yeah, and Sasaki came off the 60-day injured list, and the Dodgers used him in two games since he came back, and he blew him away. His 101-mile-an-hour fastball is back. So that's what they've decided to do. I don't know. I don't think they've announced if they're going to have a specific closer. I know Kershaw pitched an inning in relief on Thursday, I think, in Arizona, the day game. So, you know, like last year, the Dodgers won the series with only two legit starting pitchers. So this year, because we now have a glut of starting pitchers, we're going to be using three starting pitchers. And so it's a unique way of managing pitchers, but that's what the Dodgers are doing.
The Red Sox have the complete opposite problem, Mitch. We have Brian Bello and Garrett Crochet, of course, but now apparently Lucas Giolito has an elbow issue. So after that, it's a bunch of rookies, Kyle Harrison, Connolly, Early. The Red Sox have a shortage of starting pitching. So I don't know. I'm hoping that they beat the Yankees. I'm a Sox fan all the way, but I don't know what's going to happen with that problem.
Well, I wasn't really impressed, and Seattle had nothing to play for either, as the Dodgers didn't. But the Dodgers handled them pretty easily in the last three games of the series. They did it the way Earl Weaver would be thrilled to death. If you remember Earl Weaver, the former manager of Baltimore, his way of winning was hitting home runs. He didn't play small ball. He didn't believe in all of that stuff. So he had he was way ahead of his time. But the Dodgers won those three games, and most of their runs came from home runs. And I assume that's what they're planning on doing during the series.
And what about the major collapse of the Mets, a $343 million payroll?
I would assume that, as usually happens in such cases, the manager gets blamed, and so the manager gets fired. That's my assumption. All I know is how the Mets handled the Dodgers this year, with Lindor and Soto and those guys, but obviously they weren't able to beat other teams, didn't beat them enough, and lose to the Reds. The young players, but they don't have anywhere near the pitching that the other playoff teams have. Which is why, as I say, I think the Dodgers at least should get through the wild card series. But yeah, the Mets, some heads will roll. You can be assured of that.
Speaking of managerial firings, I wish Troy was here right now because I want to offer him my condolences. The Minnesota Twins have fired Rocco Baldelli.
Yeah, well, that's certainly no surprise. I don't know what the Twins did this year. They made some really strange. Their GM might perhaps get a can tied to his tail too. They made some very strange moves at the deadline. I don't know. You know, one of our guys we finally unloaded to Minnesota, James Outman, who had a great short stretch 3 years ago when they called him up, and then after that he was an absolute bomb. But I think the Twins general manager bears some responsibility as well.
Did blow it up. They got rid of Correa. They got rid of Griffin Jacks. They got rid of their closer, Duran. I'm sure I'm missing a couple of other people that they got rid of. Oh, yes, Paddock. He went to the Tigers. I think he was with the Twins. So there you go.
Well, so whose collapse was worse, Bob, the Mets or the Tigers?
I would say because the Tigers are still in it, I'll say the Mets.
Well, they won't be in it for much longer, though. I mean, to blow a 15.5 game lead, that ranks with the Dodgers in 62 and the Dodgers in 51. Maybe it was even bigger than those two fade jobs. But that's monumental.
Don, we're talking about the baseball playoffs right now. And so what are your thoughts on the structure this baseball season right now? Well, when he's ready to chime in, Mitch, you were going to talk about a rant concerning the NFL. So I'm curious to know what's happening there. What are your thoughts on this? What is it about?
Here's my issue. The NFL, unless they see dollar signs, I want to know why this is the second time in 4 weeks they're running two games almost simultaneously. The Bengals-Broncos game starts at 4:15 our time, and the Jets-Dolphins game starts at 5:15. What advantage do they see in those two games?
Your signal's breaking up again.
No, I'm moving. What advantage does the NFL see in having those two games? Essentially, the second and third quarters will overlap. What are they trying to get?
Well, it's called money, I would guess. The green.
Yeah, but what is the advantage? Where are they getting the money running two games essentially at the same time?
Are they on two different networks?
You know, I don't know, since I listen on the radio. I mean, I grant that we have two ears. I'll be listening to one game in one ear and one game in the other. But I don't quite get the advantage that they're going to have to doing it. But you know perfectly well, if it wasn't, they didn't get some advantage out of it, they wouldn't do it.
It's not the first time they've done this. Obviously, they've done it several other times in the past.
Right.
Maybe somebody should ask the league why we must have two Monday night games on at the same time.
And the unfortunate thing is neither game is going to be very good. You know, the Broncos, everybody had pretty high hopes for Denver. But the game, the way they lost to Indianapolis a week ago Sunday, it calls into question how good they are. And then of course, Indianapolis turned around and did about the same, El Foldo when the Rams beat them yesterday. But that neither of those games are going to be particularly good, I don't think.
I want to get back to baseball for a second because I have a little bit of a rant of my own, and I know there's not much we can do about it. Amazon is paying Major League Baseball to air games. Like, for example, Friday night, the Red Sox face the Tigers and they clinch the playoff spot. Now, normally, games are heard on the radio, which this one was heard on WEEI like all the other ones. But also, the Red Sox have a deal with NESN, the New England Sports Network, and Dave O'Brien and Lou Maloney, two Boston Red Sox fans, as well as the very good TV broadcasters, were deprived of the celebration because NESN took a back seat to Amazon. And even Will Fleming on the radio said, this is ridiculous. Why can't NESN be allowed to air a clinching or potentially clinching game? Why does Amazon have to rule the roost? why couldn't there be a compromise? In other words, let Amazon air the game everywhere else except in New England.
Well, my theory about Amazon, and of course, we all know what an Amazon was in mythology. Amazon is living up to its name. It wants to run everything, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. And they probably said to the MLB, this is what we're doing. This is how we want it to be. And any SN can go take a hike.
Oh, I just think it's a shame. And, you know, maybe Amazon puts out a good product. I'm not denying that. But it kind of, after Will Fleming made that comment, it struck me the same way. Poor Lou Maloney and poor Dave O'Brien, who normally would be very much involved in these similar celebrations, could not be involved in that one directly.
Well, I'll always remember when the Dodgers, I don't think it was, it wasn't the series, because we were in Texas. We were watching the series at Michael and Peggy's. But so it must have been the NLCS, but and he didn't get into trouble. But you know, they were in the Dodgers locker room celebrating with beer and champagne, and Kiki dropped the F-bomb, and they have no tape delay. And he apologized. He was very embarrassed, but I thought it was very funny.
Trish, I would also like to bring Gene in on this. I heard him before the show started. I think we
yes, should. Yes, he's here. Okay.
Gene, I am here. Yes, Bob.
Yes, we're going to put you on the panel, Gene.
Okay.
So you have any comments about what Mitch and I have discussed so far, feel free.
So let's go back to, I'll go back a little bit and I'll talk a little bit about the pitching. I for at least the Red Sox, you're right. I just saw the announcement that, that we were more or less going to be at the seat of our pants during this, because I don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. Do I see a win over the Yankees? That is that's unclear. I got to be honest with you. I don't know. You know, considering the last time we faced the Yankees, I couldn't tell you. Plus, we're not going to be at Fenway like we thought we were. So that does change things up a little bit. Now, I'm actually surprised that the Tigers did get in there. I was honestly kind of hoping that they weren't. And it does change at least the AL a little bit now, because, you know, I was actually looking forward to the Yankees playing Cleveland at one point, but that's not happening. So I'm kind of curious. And as far as the double games on the NFL, I completely understand, because now look at what we've got going on tonight. Who's going to be sitting down and listening to the Jets and Dolphins?
Not me.
Exactly.
In fact, I'm going to have my Bruins on. I know it's exhibition, but I'm going to watch my Bruins with my wife.
I honestly think that, what are they, both 4-0 or 0-4?
Jets and Dolphins?
Yeah.
Probably. And that makes the Patriots look pretty darn good, doesn't it?
It does.
Jets are 0-3, I think, Dolphins are 0-3, I think. I think the Jets have a win, but I'm not sure.
They're 0-3. So yeah, and the Jets are 0-3?
I'm not sure about that. I don't have my standings in front of me, so I don't know for sure.
Thinking that, you know, look, I get it. If the NFL is going to have two games going on at once, at least, you know, they should be from different, you know, regions.
Gene, the Jets are 0-3. I just double checked.
They both are. Gene, they can pick it. The NFL the networks could look at the schedule and they could pick and choose the games they want to highlight on Monday nights. So the fact that that's part of my puzzlement, the fact that those two games are the ones. Now, obviously, Cincinnati, they thought Joe Burrow would be the quarterback, and they thought Denver would be a little better, and Denver still might be a little better, but Miami, New York, everybody knew that those two teams were going to be stinkers.
Well, look at last year when it was the Patriots on Monday Night Football, and nobody listened to that game because that was pitiful when we faced them Monday night. I don't have predictions, honestly, for our Sunday night game, to be honest with you. Is it possible New England could pull off a win considering what they did yesterday?
And considering how bad the Buffalo Bills played Sunday, they almost lost. I almost got knocked out of my survivor pool.
Look, if we play as good as we did on Sunday, there is a good chance we could win that game.
The only bone to pick I have with New England is that Drake May is my backup fantasy quarterback. And for the last 2 weeks in a row, he's outscored my starting fantasy quarterback, which is Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty impressed with Drake May.
I am too. I mean, and the other team that actually, I actually honestly was flabbergasted, was the 49ers game yesterday. That shocked me that Jacksonville actually eked out a win, but I also kind of don't, I mean, considering how horrible Jacksonville has been, I mean, look, I get it. You know, the 49ers have a couple missing players, but that shouldn't have been that bad. They lost that game by a touchdown.
I thought their defense would be a whole lot better. Another one of my fantasy players who I didn't start, Travis Etienne, ran roughshod over that 49er defense, and I was just shaking my head. The Niners had four turnovers.
Yeah.
Which is Christian McCaffrey, there still?
He's still in there, yeah.
McCaffrey played.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
He didn't have a 2023 McCaffrey game, but I don't know that he ever will again.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I miss.
Short
is
shelf
Kittle.
Lives.
But.
You miss Kittle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I understand that.
Yep.
Yeah,
but
well,
everybody loves Brock Purdy. And
I think they did better with Mac Jones.
Yeah, I didn't think Purdy, I wasn't impressed with Purdy a couple of years ago when he came to the league.
Yeah, is this the rebirth of Mac Jones, folks? I've been hearing a lot of good things too.
I would love to see them just honestly keep Mac Jones in there. I don't know if Brock Purdy's doing as well as he should be.
Well, Mac is going to follow in the footsteps of the other Jones who has had a rebirth, Daniel. As bad as he was with the Giants, he's taken a very mediocre Indianapolis team, and you know they lost that game against the Rams thanks to our fourth or fifth string receiver Tutu Atwell, but Indianapolis is playing really good football.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it just baffles my mind how interesting the NFL is this year. And the turnarounds that we're seeing, at least with the wild cards. Cause I mean, I just didn't really honestly see too many of the teams. A lot of my picks weren't really, they did better than what I thought, and others didn't do as well as I thought they were. For example, I honestly saw, that the 49ers might have a good shot this year considering, you know, but I just didn't, I don't know. I'm still a little shocked and the Patriots doing 2-2, they could have won probably one of those games that they lost. Probably the one.
The Pittsburgh game.
The Pittsburgh game, yeah, I honestly think they should have won that, but you know, I mean, I'm not complaining. We're still 500 now at this point, but that could change this Sunday.
Well, by the way, the Pittsburgh game I listened to on Sirius XM. I listened on the Steelers feed, but I believe that the Westwood One feed, the announcer was a woman. And nobody that I'd ever heard before, but I think a woman did the Westwood One game. And by the way, Pittsburgh's getting better. They may, after what you're seeing with Baltimore and Cleveland and Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, all of a sudden, you got to say, they might win that division.
Well, I hope not.
I still lean toward Baltimore.
Well, they got to get their act together. I think their defense is 32nd in the NFL. I think was the stat I saw. 32nd defensively.
Well, you guys have me now.
We do.
Against Don.
Yes. I can't explain what the problem was, but at least I'm
so
here
what
now.
Are your thoughts, Don, on some of the topics we've discussed so far?
Well, nothing about the NFL because I was too busy following baseball yesterday and all last week to think about the NFL. But although somebody was, I think, talking about having two Monday night games on, that doesn't make any more sense to me than it does to anybody else.
But, well, I mean, look, you could make the same argument about the MLB. I mean, but that kind of a little bit different, but I don't know. I am kind of with you though, Bob. I don't understand why NESN or NESN can't, actually play, the wild card game basically on.
You mean the clinching game?
The clinching game.
Of course, yeah. We didn't know they were going to clinch. It's not like Amazon right. Went up to Nesson and said, I'm sorry, the Red Sox are going to clinch tonight. We don't want you to celebrate. We know it's not that cut and dry. The Red Sox could have lost Friday. The clinching would have been postponed until a Nesson game was aired. We get that. But I can imagine Dave O'Brien and Lou Maloney, while the Red Sox were having their champagne and shaking hands and celebrating and doing all the hey, hey, ho, ho that they were doing, they're sitting there saying, man, we're always a part of this stuff. Why can't we be that now?
Are you telling me the Amazon people wouldn't even let them hang in the clubhouse? Is that what you
said? It
would seem that way, but we know that didn't happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know they were invited, Bob. It's just it wasn't broadcasted for the fans. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't catch it Friday either, to be honest. Normally, I'm unavailable on Friday nights, so I didn't even listen to the game myself. I just knew the next day that they were talking about how they had their best game, and I'm like, yeah, that go figure.
It was a heck of a finish, I'll tell you. I don't know about the rest of the game, but no, ninth inning and Sedan Rafaela, what did he do? Hits an RBI triple, and that's his second walk-off on a Friday night at Fenway. They were talking about that. He hit a walk-off home run in July on one of their Friday night games.
I think I remember that one.
So, Don, I have a question for you since you live in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Are the Mets manager and general manager packing up their offices at this very moment?
If not, they ought to be. And you know who I wouldn't mind seeing get that job? I'd like to see Rocco Baldelli become the manager of the Mets. I'd like to see what would happen if Rocco had a team with some talent on it as opposed to what he's been dealing with the last 7 years.
The Twins just fired him today.
Yes.
And we hear some background noise. I hear the background noise.
It ain't me.
Whoever's got that TV on in the background needs to lower it or shut it down.
Okay. I'm looking for it.
Well, it's not me.
Thank you, Trish. The other topic I wanted to bring up today has to do with, and Mitch, you might be close to this because the Golden State Warriors don't play, that far away from you. Do you see who the Golden State Warriors signed to a multi-year deal today?
Well, I know they signed Al Horford, who must be getting close to my age.
That's who I'm talking about, Al Horford.
Yeah.
I wonder how long this deal is. What's he going to be, 45 when he's still playing?
I don't know. I didn't hear how the length of the contract, but obviously what they see him doing is giving Draymond a blow for 10, 15 minutes a game, like in two stints, one in the second quarter and one late in the third or early in the fourth quarter. So I imagine that's what they signed him for, was to come off the bench and give Draymond a chance to rest for a few minutes.
You know, and I have a theory on that, Bob. I think really, look, you knew the Celtics weren't going to be able to hold on to him, okay? And maybe he honestly thought, I have one more in me. You know, so did he, he took the deal. It's no different than LeBron James,
Except right now, Gene, aren't Horford and James the same age? Pretty much.
I think they are, but I'd also tell you, Gene, living here in LeBron land, LeBron is a workout nut. He never allows himself to get out of shape. He pays thousands of dollars, maybe tens of thousands of dollars a month for his own personal nutritionist. Al Horford can't even pretend to be in the kind of shape that LeBron's in.
Yet he's getting the long-term deal.
Yep.
So I don't understand that one. And you're right about Draymond. That's Draymond's position. And Draymond, for what it's worth, he's been in the league a long time. He is still younger than Al Horford.
Just about anybody else in the NBA is younger than Al Horford.
Yeah, Al Horford, I don't know. I'm really honestly kind of sad. Bob, did you see that the Celtics have new uniforms?
Was that because of Chisholm, the new owner?
I would imagine, but they're not even in green anymore. It's white and gold.
No more green?
No more green. You can't even call them the green anymore.
It's
white and gold.
They've been known as the green for decades. What's going on with these new owners?
I'm just shrugging my shoulders at the same thing. I don't know. But, what are they going to do? What are they going to change the parquet now too as well? Because I don't know. It threw me off and I'm like, okay.
Wow. So, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah. The new uniforms. I mean, they are white and gold.
That's a tradition. The green. We always call the Celtics the green. We do it for a reason.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
Is this Nike doing what they did with a lot of the NFL uniforms?
I don't know. The new management for the Celtics basically came out with new uniforms and they're white and gold. So they're not even the green anymore.
You mean to tell me the traditional green for the Celtics is gone?
It's gone.
Why?
I don't know. And I said, what's next? The parquet? Cause seriously, they've got green on the court, so I'm just waiting for them to change the K of the guards.
They're spending
too much money for the new uniforms. I just don't get it. But
what they should be spending that money on is to make sure they can have a good enough roster to get back to the finals. And
I agree.
Well, Johnny Most is turning over in his grave. Right now,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
But Red Auerbach.
Red Auerbach, Johnny Most, and the late Bill
Russell.
Yes, and Dennis Johnson.
I mean, come on.
Larry Bird's probably pissed too,
Bird? Oh. I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't know.
But Gene, I will say your Patriots actually look good for a change, even though they're playing the Carolina Panthers.
You know, it's nice looking at 500 now.
Carolina.
Look, I didn't expect the beating that the Ravens would get yesterday. I didn't see that one coming.
No, that was crazy. And they have the 32nd worst defense in the NFL.
And I couldn't even believe that.
About the tie game last night?
Well, I was just going to say, how did we all like that Arena League game last night?
Oh, that, I'm like, cause I was talking to a friend of mine last night, right? Cause he had just flipped the game on, and I'm like, this game is plenty of offense, defense optional, and who has the ball last? And little did we know.
Wish they would have kept going until there was a winner, but.
I think what's probably going to happen, guys, I think we're going to get the 15 minute period back. I think it's still going to be the same rules, but I think instead of 10 minutes, I think we're going to get it's still going to be one overtime period, but I think they're going to get the full 5 minutes back.
What you don't want is that nonsense college rule.
Oh, I know.
Teams start at the 25.
No.
And have four downs. That is absurd.
And Mitch, here's the bad part. And then after the first overtime, after touchdowns, you have to go for two if they're still tied after the second overtime, then we go into something called the two point playoff, which is almost the equivalent of penalty kicks in soccer. Yeah.
Oh, it's and the shootout in hockey.
Now that one's not too bad though, because at least we get one 3-on-3 period of overtime.
It is exciting, by the way. Oh, yeah. I actually kind of like the shootout.
The three on three, yeah. I mean, and the 3-on-3 with a.
The shootout?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do the 3-on-3 for 5 minutes, and then if no one scored, then they go to the shootout. Then they go to the shootout.
And then it's like as many rounds as it takes, and I mean, it could get to the point where it's everybody getting a chance at it.
Yep.
I remember one shootout, I think it went 11 rounds, if I remember correctly.
I think that's the highest one, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was at least a couple of years ago?
Yeah, the Kings had a 7 or 8 rounder that I remember, but
yeah,
they haven't done 11.
No, I don't think the Kings have done 11, but I think there was a game there was one where it went 11 rounds with the two teams because they couldn't score with the first few shooters they had, and then they just kept going on and on until they finally got a winner.
Hey, so Bob, you want to see if we have any raised hands?
I was about to ask.
Before we get to the raised hands, I was going to see if we got predictions as to the matchups in the MLB.
Oh.
Predictions. I do.
Okay.
So do I.
I'm going to pick the Padres over the Cubs. Ooh. I'm going to pick the Dodgers over the Reds. I'm going to pick the Guardians over the Tigers. And I'm going to pick, and I love my Red Sox, but I'm going to pick the Yankees over the Red Sox.
I agree with you on 3 of the 4. I think the Cubs beat the Padres because I think the Padres are kind of stumbling a little bit because I've not liked how the Padres have looked headed down the stretch.
Yeah, they haven't looked good, and they lost one of their trade acquisitions. Laureano
is out with
a broken finger.
Ooh, that's
and incredible. he was hitting way over 300 for him.
I think the Tigers, Guardians, Yankees, Red Sox, and Padres, Cubs, I think those probably go 3. I think the only one that could probably be a sweep is Dodgers, Reds, because I don't know if Don's here.
The Dodgers got lucky.
Yeah, they did.
To play the Mets.
Exactly. Don and I talked about this. The Mets always find a way to mess stuff up when they have prosperity in their head.
They sure did. $343 million payroll. And they went down the tubes.
Same thing with the Houston Astros. Leading the American League West. And oh Lord.
I love that. Put the Tigers in that discussion too, Luther, if you want.
Remember, the Tigers had a 15.5 game lead and almost missed the playoffs entirely.
Yeah, they almost did.
If it wasn't for Houston stumbling and bumbling against the Athletics and you know, losing.
If Michael were on the call, I'd be sending him my condolences.
And well,
he's probably happy that his Houston Texans kicked the crap out of the Titans, and probably happy that Arizona State beat TCU over the weekend, which was a wild one. And Virginia, Florida State was wild too on Friday night, because I didn't have a chance to do what I was supposed to do on Friday night, so I just listened to that game.
Well, before we get to our participants, one of the reasons why I'm picking the Yankees over the Sox is I heard today that Lucas Giolito will not be on the roster.
Correct.
He's got elbow problems.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing though.
So who's your third starter?
I don't know. Cause I mean, you're probably going to go with what? Prochet in game one,
likely
Bale in game two. But then if it goes to a third game, you're going to have to do the ever dreaded Johnny Holstaff. Which basically means you're gonna.
Connelly wasn't that.
Who was that kid that they thought they were gonna have up?
Well, they called up three kids in the past month.
No, it was a pitcher.
Kyle Harrison, Peyton Toley, and Connelly.
Toley. Is there a chance that he could be the third starter if it goes?
He did.